Good morning, RVA. It's 30 degrees and basically everything's closed. Highs today will reach the upper 30s, but with a pretty cloudy sky, will it be enough to work through all of this snow? I don't know. The National Weather Service at Wakefield says we got 11.5 inches of snow yesterday. That's good for the second highest snowfall amount in December. December 2nd, 1908 holds the record at 15 inches. Water cooler. On this cold and snow-filled day, Catherine Comp at WCVE has a story about the limited capacity of shelter for folks who are homeless. Housing Family First, which I've mentioned in this space before, gets a mention too, and they explain what happens if you find yourself suddenly without a place to stay. Comp also talks to Councilmember Robertson about her ordinance to create a strategic plan to address homelessness. That's Ordinance 2018-241, which was on tonight's council agenda but will be pushed back to next Monday due to snow. One thought, the director of the Department of Social Services is concerned about coming up with the funds for a strategic plan, which is legit. I'd hope the city, state, or philanthropic community provides the necessary funding should this ordinance pass. Mark Robinson at the Richmond Times-Dispatch says, Dick Harmon, City Council's long-serving host extraordinaire, will retire next week. Dang, that makes me feel some kind of way. Harmon provides the agenda, rundown, and recap each and every meeting and has done so for 3 decades. I didn't realize that the presidents of both Virginia Union University and Virginia State University are part of the Navy Hill Group. Those are two important voices to have fall in line with the mayor's plan to redevelop the Coliseum. And here's a column in the paper they wrote supportive of said plan. It's whatever, but I do take issue with how they're framing the TIF, which will pay for the public portions of the project. The proposed big TIF encompasses nearly all of downtown, thus nearly all of downtown, not just the new private construction that's part of the project, will pay for the new arena, the armory, and the needed infrastructure improvements. I'd be a lot less skeptical of this whole thing if we're talking about taking a bunch of parking lots, turning them into spaces for people, and using the new tax revenue from just that to pay for everything. Taking any and all new tax revenue from places as far away as Monroe Ward gives me the shivers. After a full week in Boston, it's hard for me to remember what I've written about and what I've just complained about on Twitter. We talked about how the editor of the RTD editorial pages resigned, right? Here's the official job posting should you want to pass it around. This job desperately needs someone with an interesting, intelligent, and above all, empathetic point of view. But to be frank, it'll be a heck of an uphill battle should the paper decide to hire someone like that. Additionally, newly hired editorial contributor Jim Bacon also resigned just 1 week after a terrible, terrible editorial about kids with autism. Now with 2 spots open and the potential to bring some real diversity to the editorial board, what will the paper's leadership do? Could be a big turning point, or could be 2 more conservative white dudes. Can't beat this picture of the big huge rings covered in snow via the RVA subreddit. This morning's long read is titled, Are Pop Lyrics Getting More Repetitive? Finally, data analysis put to good use. Here's an excerpt. You may not have heard of the Lempel-Ziv algorithm, but you probably use it every day. It's a lossless compression algorithm that powers GIFs, pings, and most archive formats, ZIP, GZIP, RAR. What does this have to do with pop music? The Lempel-Ziv algorithm works by exploiting repeated sequences. How efficiently LZ can compress a text is directly related to the number and length of repeated sections in that text. Here's how it works. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user RiverCityPhotosRVA, and it is a picture down by the canal walk or the flood wall maybe, and it's snowing and there's snow and it's dark and there's lights. You can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.